Wounded Jewel, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on for you. That night light is out of Romans 8:18. For I know that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I came across this in my Facebook feed the other day. I don't remember who posted it, and the author is listed as anonymous, but it's about how a pearl is formed in an oyster. I'll just read it to you. Do you know an oyster that has not been wounded in any way does not produce pearls? A pearl is healed, is a healed wound. Pearls are a product of pain. They result of a foreign or unwanted object entering the oyster, such as a parasite or a grain of sand. The inside of the oyster shell, there's a shiny substance that when the grain of sand enters, this substance and the cells that make it up go to work and cover the grain of sand with layers and layers to protect the defenseless body. The oyster, as a result, a beautiful pearl is formed. The more pearls, the more valuable. God never allows pain without a purpose. What if your greatest ministry to others comes out of the greatest hurt or deepest wounds? The hard things we may be going through now are really nothing compared with the glory that will be revealed in us later, Romans 8:18. The concept here is so powerful. It's this idea that what God blesses, God breaks, or at least he allows to break. A lot of the breaking that's in this world doesn't come necessarily from God, but he certainly uses it. There's an old saying in developing groups that you're trying to help is that your tail attracts your tribe. When you talk to people about those pain points that are in your life and how God has moved in those pain points in your life and how God is doing a restorative work in that, what you'll find is that attracts your tribe. That draws people to you that can be helped by your testimony of how God transformed that pain into glory. The groaning to glory. So I know that we can't wait for the groaning to glory principle to be completely fulfilled in heaven when everything will be glory and no more of the groaning will be here. But until then, maybe an understanding that God can repurpose pain to bring about his greatest good and our good as well can help us to be able to soldier on when we face that pain. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I do pray that you'd allow your Holy Spirit to take the pain points in my life and coat them with grace and love and mercy. And God, help me to be able to tell my tale to attract the tribe that you've given to me, my oikos, my sphere of influence, that I might be able to impact them in a powerful, profound way as a result of what your work in my life has accomplished. I thank you for all that you've done. I pray that you would bless us as we move into these spring months. Help us, God, to accomplish your purposes in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.